report.
Maxie,
yeah, I'm under the port. Come out. KI-4 DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4 DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We'll now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAGCHU portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAGCHU, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Number of folks to use the pre-check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll run through those first. We got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, there at Traveler's Rest. And KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, down in Simpsonville. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Pelzer. And K4XMR, that's Mel, down in Prosperity. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, over in Greenville. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, over in AI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy at the Table Rock. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, over in Greenville. And KJ4UHM, Mr. Jack, he's also in Greenville. And KQ4AIZ, Mr. Chase, over in West Union. And KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Dacusville. And LL, that's Mr. Leroy, he's over at Taylor's. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's over in Malden. And KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick, he's up in Penrose. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda, they're over in Piedmont. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, over there at Lake Bowen in Inman. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. And KN4MDA, Mr. John, up there in Lineman. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well. Up to Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Got one Echo Link up, and Echo Link station up on the list there. And Fred, if you don't have audio on your Echo Link, send me a text message. I'll get you in the log that way. But I want to get you on the log tonight, there, bud. Move up to the first RF group, which is M through P, Mike through Public Internet. Call KI4DOS.
KI-4DOS, Gary, please check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter by telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, Brawl and Piedmont, all be negative and negative. It was good to hear Joy the other night.
Next, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, Fred, here at the Gary, I'll be negative and negative. Try to get on the echo link for the spot. Gonna try to stick around.
check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Mike Western Greenville County. Be native and native. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont heading into work. 73U, Gary, Miss Joy, and all the net. Gary, when Chad checks in, I'd like to have a quick informal with him. Other than that, I'll be negative to negative tonight.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And KI4MRA, that's Mr. Fred over at StarTech. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred. He's mobile down there in Piedmont tonight on his way to work. Fred, go ahead and call your station.
Hello, Gary. KO4NUE, KO4NUE, this is KO4NNH.
KO4NNH, KO4NUE, go ahead, Fred.
I had a pencil or paper for this one. I got an interesting report for you involving QRM.
Roger that. I'm tracking it. KO4NUE. I got it, Fred. Back to net.
But, you know, it's pegging out my S meter in reverse. KO4NNH, back to net.
All righty, Fred. I appreciate you being with us tonight, and I'm glad you got in touch with Chad over there. Do we have additional check-ins? Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Hey, I'm out of hat.
Please check in out of turn and good evening, Gary. KO4WWZ. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. I'll stick around for comment. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to all on the net.
DOS. Please check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing, flight, radio. Name here is Jim, Julian, Denny, Mike. Location here in Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me negative, negative, and good evening to you and everybody over there again.
4 DOS. X-ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo. Name is Paul, Mount Pisca. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS, Gary, please check in. This is Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie. Gabriel, mobile in Atlanta, Georgia. So we'll be listening for the duration. 7331.
DOS. Hope I'm getting into the repair. Please check me out.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chandler. And N4NLR, Mr. Jim over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And WX2PJR, I missed your name. Give me your name, sir.
Alpha Uniform Lima, Mount Pisca, where it's been raining for the last 3 days.
Well, I apologize for that. I'm going to tell you how I missed it. I sneezed about the time you gave your name, and I missed it completely. So thanks for coming back. And, yeah, we've enjoyed the rain the last couple of days. We'll deal with it, and it's supposed to rain, I think, tomorrow and maybe Friday. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see on that. Thanks, Paul. Also like to say good evening to KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel, out there mobiling around Atlanta, Georgia tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. You be careful out there mobiling around and get home safely. And KI4KCX, that's Mr. Jerry down in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello again, Jerry. If you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and on the net. No traffic, no queue. Gary, I do want you to know that it was an honor and a privilege to be able to check in with your wife, Ms. Joy, for the first time on the Monday night net. And I do hope, Gary, that you hear me say hello to you on Ms. Joy's net. But do say hello to Ms. Joy for us, and that'll be all, Gary, KA4PQA.
Say good evening, KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. I appreciate you enjoying the joy calling the net. I did hear you say hello to me. I was sitting here right here beside her. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I will relay your message to Joy. You take care, and y'all have a good evening. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. A Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. That's Anna, location also Campobello. And I have no traffic tonight, Gary, and Anna is in and out. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're up there in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Anna we said hello, and I will be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Let's move on up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, for DOS.
DOS. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
Please check in. Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor, and I'll be out after Pormo tonight, Gary, but we'll be listening to the swap net. Thank you very much.
I'm 4 DOS. Take in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf. Name is Chris. I'm in Liberty and I will be negative.
4 DOS. Check in. 4 Sierra Mike Brazil, 4 SMH, Josh Greer. Good evening to you, enjoy. Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf. Harry in Taylors.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WN4S. That's Mr. Chris. He's up in Lyman. Appreciate you being here, Chris. And KK4SMV, Mr. Dale, up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you're doing well. And KO4QLG, Mr. Chris, over there at Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And KO4SMH, Mr. Josh, he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being here, Josh. And KE6TCG, that's Mr. Harry over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS.
And November 4, Quebec, November Victor. And 4QNV, this is Brian in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ned in Brevard. No traffic. I have a couple of comments after the check-ins.
KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to N4QNV, Minister Brian over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. And WD8RON, Minister Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Got you down for some comments. Be back to you in just a little while. All righty, let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Kilo Echo Zero Uniform, Uniform X-ray. This is Joe up here in Mount Pisgah. I'll be negative and negative, 73 to everybody on the net this evening.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Ms. Joy and everyone on that.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray KO4 ZYX. This is Daniel over here in Spartanburg. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KE0UUX. Minister Joe up there at Mount Pisgah. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. And K4XB, Minister Tommy down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod over in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And KO4ZYX, Mr. Daniel over in Spartanburg. Appreciate you being here, Daniel. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Start of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
In November for Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla, as you know. Negative and negative. I don't know if I should say one of those negatives, but if the operator is on here who's taking reports about trying to track down a certain person who butts into the net, I have one. I don't remember who that is, but I do have something I can report. 73 to the net.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
DOS. Gary, please check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Rowan and Pickens. Negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
West. Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec, KA2, AXQ, Ken and Pickens. And you can delete that posting that I put on there. That was wrong. Go ahead and delete that. That's embarrassing. KA2XQ.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. would like to say good evening to N4AHO, Mr. Doug, down in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. And, Doug, we'll get you in touch with somebody about that in just a few minutes, okay?
Thank you.
I'd also like to say good evening to KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down there in Seneca. Keith, you made number 50 on my logbook tonight. You won the door prize there, young man. You get bragging rights for a week, so appreciate you being here. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave, he's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland, he's over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. And KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken, he's over there in Pickens as well. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken, and we'll take care of that item on the swap net there, buddy. Don't worry about it. Ain't no big deal. But we got you down, and appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Everyone on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
I'd like to say good evening to KB2 BYQ. That's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative, and I don't know if it's on your end or my end, but at least ways up here, I hear you fading in and out a little bit towards the end of your call, so don't know which end that's on, but that's what I hear. KC4EZN.
Like to say good evening. KC4EZN. Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Is that any better?
Really? Sounds about the same. So maybe it's just atmospheric. Anyway, KC4EZN.
Well, everything's stayed the same here. I just changed microphones in case my batteries were going down. But do appreciate it. I don't know what the problem is. Maybe we'll find out what it is in a little bit. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the patient group on a Wednesday night, that's India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73 for each one of you.
Yes. You and Miss Joy are both well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KB. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Kilo 4, Hotel, Whiskey, Yankee, K4HWY. Name here is Marcial, and I'm in Saluda, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. 73 to everybody in the net. Thank you for calling the net.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KK4JD, Mr. Joe, up there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And K4HWY, Maciel, up there in Saluda. Did I get your name right, sir?
Yes, sir, you did. Thank you.
All righty. I do appreciate you being with us. Thanks for coming in and checking in with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. And have a great weekend. Coming up. It's not the weekend yet, but it won't be long. This is hump day. Additional check-ins, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KC4EZN. I switched antennas, and you got immensely better. Antenna I was on is a Yagi, and it's pointed towards our club repeater, and there's a lot of stuff going on up on top of that mountain. So I think I was hearing it on top of you, but you sound immensely better with a different antenna, so I think the problem was on my end. Thank you much, KC4EZN.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know how my radio sounds because I don't hear it. I don't have a monitor in here. So other people have to tell me what it sounds like. So I do appreciate it. And I'm glad we got that figured out as quickly as we did. Thank you much. Additional check-ins, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. As most everybody on that go around, N4AHO, Mr. Doug, down there in Walhalla.
N4AHO, over.
Shoot me a text message on my cell phone.
Don't know if I have your number.
I'll give it to you. That ain't a problem.
I don't know if you want to just read that over the air. I just want to send it to my email, and I'll do that. What do you want me to text you about, what I was bringing up before?
Yeah, Roger.
Let me get over to the text messages. Sure, I don't have your number. But if you want to, go ahead.
864-567-1101. Copy.
864-567-1101. Roger.
All righty, Doug. Just shoot me a text for that.
Okay, it'll be real easy, but I'll put it down here.
Appreciate it. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. This is KN4VVY, Allen, mobile in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments. Good evening to everybody. 73.
Good evening. KN4VVY, Mr. Allen, mobile in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Hope you're doing well. You be careful out there on the mobile. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room. I don't know what she's doing tonight. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Like we got most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks who checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book tonight? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, this is KO4ZYX, over.
PIX, go ahead.
I wanted you to know that I'm going to secure my mobile and switch over to EchoLink to go on inside. So if you see a new station pop up on EchoLink, that's going to be me. I was going to listen to this swap net and the rag chute. Over.
Well, I appreciate that. You go on inside and you just popped up though, so you're there on Echo Lake now. This KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter swap net. Let's see what we got here tonight. First item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Tentec Triton 4. That's a digital model 544. They would like $438 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tentec Omni 6 Plus. They would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a recent HYS TC978. That's an SDR transceiver. They would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT736R. That's a 2 meter 440 all mode base station with a built in power supply. They would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. Fella has two 24 feet. Pieces of 2-inch OD T6 aluminum mast pipe. That T6 aluminum mast pipe has a quarter of an inch thick wall, and he would like $185 each for these 24-foot pieces of mast pipe. Does anyone need any fields? Up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-430. Has an MC50 microphone as a desk mic, and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Motorola XTS5000 VHF HT with a charger, and he would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Motorola Radius GM300 VHF 16-channel mobile transceiver with no microphone. They would like $180 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Motorola Radius 16-channel UHF mobile transceiver. It would like $180 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Right here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYV. Name is David. I'm in Whitmire.
That would like to say good evening. KO4EYV. Mr. David down there in Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. SKI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-590SG. This thing is like brand new. It has the box, the manual, the microphone, the power cord, just like it came from the factory. It would like $1,150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a community duplexer. This thing will take several different repeaters and put them into one antenna, or just about whatever you want to do with them. I think there's like 9 or 10 or so cavities. They would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit HW101 with a digital display. That's a transceiver. He has an SB300 receiver and a D104 microphone, and he would like $300 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC27H. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? And the last item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Yaesu FT7800. Does anyone need any fields? Folks, that's going to conclude the reading of the swap net book. Appreciate it, all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the swap net book. Those that have listed items, we continue to run those for a few weeks. When you sell or find these items you're looking for, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we go to the rag chute? Call KI4DOS. On a damp, slippery, slidey stuff tonight is KO4WWZ. Master Chandler over there in Easley. Chandler, what have you been up to? Frank, you've been up to a bunch today. Everything going good for you, I hope. I think you said you got a new job. Your signal went down a little bit. You got a little bit of white noise, a good bit of white noise on you now. I don't know if you're mobile or HT or what, but if you're on a, if you're on an HT, move around a little bit and find a better X.
Just say
04
WWT. Let me know when it gets better.
That's good right there, Chandler. Go ahead.
I haven't had a new job yet, but I got an interview for a possible new job tomorrow, and I have another company, she held me back from an application I filled out today, telling me they should be getting in contact with me within 2 days.
You got an interview tomorrow, and then the other guy said he'd wait, you know, he's going to hold you back for 2 business days, right?
Good copy, yes, sir. Gary, I also need to let you know something real quick. If you can take the GM300 and the radius off the slot net, I don't know what happened, but our power supply has completely just turned off and shut down, and I cut the radio on and it all just went off, so I can't get any of it to come back on.
You want me to take the Motorola Radius GM300 VHF off, and which other one?
The Radius mobile, the 70 centimeter.
All right, and you're going to leave the XTS5000, right?
Right now, however, the only radio I have to talk on, so if I can... get somebody to buy it for the price I want to sell it for. I can get me a good mobile with a Yaesu HT that can do cross-band with me. I'll be set. But right now, yeah, just keep it up there.
But I'll take those off of the swap net for you. I do appreciate you letting me know. That way I keep my book straight.
For that, thank you very much, Gary. How's your day then, sir?
I had to take Joy over to the doctor's office to get an injection, and she got her shot and came right back out. So we came on back to the house, and I just been kind of sitting around the house watching the not rain for a little while today. We got 1.35 inches of rain from yesterday till from midnight. Night before last till sometime this morning. So, it, you know, in a little over a day, we got a little over an inch of rain.
Yeah, I've been hearing we're supposed to get even more in areas where thunderstorms occur repeatedly. Did you happen to see that tornado that crossed Blue Chisholm?
The reports of it, I did not see the tornado. I've been here at the house. Chisholm is a long way from here.
I understand. That thing was a huge tornado. I'm just glad nobody got hurt. I'm super glad. Well, Gary, I'm glad you're doing good. It's been a pleasure talking with you. I'll let you get back to that so that I don't take from anybody else's time. It's KO4WWZ. I'll be clear. Thank you, Gary.
Good talking with you this evening. Hope you have a great day tomorrow. Hope your interview goes good in a couple of days, and hope that new job comes along real quick. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Next up is KO4NUE, Mr. Chad over there in Campobello. Chad, how are you doing today there, young man?
Well, hello, Gary, and everybody on the net. Just want to drop by just for a minute or two and tell you that I have a really good movie that I think you and Miss Joy would enjoy. It is on Netflix and Amazon. It's a true story. It's called Operation Mincemeat, and it's World War II. And after, you know, Anna and I watched it, and we thought that would be something that you would enjoy. Over.
Operation Mincemeat. I wrote that down.
And other than that, I don't have a whole lot. Just haven't been feeling well today, so I just wanted to drop by and visit with you just for a second or two and tell you about the movie. Like I said, I think that's something you would enjoy. I know Joy would, but I don't want to give it away or anything. But it's World War II, it's a true story. So just wanted to let you know. So with that, Gary, that's about all I got tonight. I'm like I said, not feeling well, so I'm gonna turn it back over to you and. Go ahead and secure. Over.
Well, I hope you get to feeling better. I hate it when you don't feel good. I'm the same way sometimes. You know, sometimes I get that way and I don't feel good for a day or two. But I haven't had any of those around lately. I'll tell you this real quick. I'm going to go over to Cousin's house in the morning. Be over there about 10 o'clock. And we're going to go check out that... person that his neighbor was telling us about.
Well, if you, like I said, you know what to do if you need help or anything, just let me know. And with that, I'm going to say 73s, Gary, and I'm gonna call it quits. It's KO4NUE. Have a good night, and please tell Miss Joy we said hello.
Buddy, tell Miss Anna we said hello, and go to bed, get you some rest, and take two aspirins and call me in the morning. I'm being funny as a doctor now, ain't I? But I hope you get feeling better, Chad. I really do. You take care. We'll talk at you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The stump is WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Ed, what have you been up to today, young man?
RON, it's been a busy day. Cleaned out some stuff from the barn. Got my garage door openers working again. A couple days ago, I finished a Morse Tudor kit. It's a little kit that is on a 4x3 board. Real simple to put together. Took about 2 hours. It would be ideal for somebody who's working with Boy Scouts or a group like that, since it's simple to put together, has a few components, and involves soldering some stuff. I found it in QST a while back. The site for it is www.kilo1 echolima.com. It's called the Morris Tutor Board, and it does all kinds of things. The cost of it is about $25. It's about $33 by the time you get it with postage and all. All kinds of things. The features are a key or speed range from 5 to 99 words per minute, built-in touch paddle with sensitivity calibration. It has two paddles, if you will, one for dit, one for da, and so you use index finger for dits and the middle finger for da's, or you can just use one finger. 34 different commands, adjustable side tone frequency, adjustable letter spacing and weighting, automatic letter space mode, non-volatile message memory with two banks of five slots. You can backspace to correct your message entry. The key in modes are bug, automatic, iambic, or straight key. And it's got a speed control, and power consumption is three AA batteries. And at the end of a while, if you don't use it, it turns itself off.
A whole lot better unit than I built years and years ago there, Ed. I built a CW oscillator, and of course, that's all it did, is it just made the tones and lit up. Well, I put a light in it as well, so if you could have a light, either tone or a light. But it didn't do all of that. It didn't have the touch pads, and it didn't have the all the memories and all that stuff. And whatever speed you could do on your straight key was what that oscillator would do. So that's a pretty neat little trick. And that's not a bad price on it either.
A group or a club, it would be a good project. Even if you're only putting together one or two in a club situation, it would be a good project for people to work on. It has little lights, so the light will flash at you. It has a practice mode where it will send random groups of five, or it will send one character, and then you send it back. If you're correct, it will send that character plus another character. You send those two back, and then it will add a third up to five. So it gives you practice in both receiving and sending. So it's a real neat little job. It took about 2 hours to put it together, and amongst other things that I was doing.
Project goes, that took a little time to build, and that's a really handy thing to have. And I'm with you. I think that the some of the folks that are with the Boy Scouts and this sort of thing are a group of younger children that want to learn Morse code. That would be an ideal thing to have around, and I think it would be a real good deal for the Boy Scouts, you know, because I did the Jamboree on the Air, oh gosh, it's been several years ago, and we had an absolute blast with the Boy Scouts. Their troop leaders down there, they were having classes as well as coming out to what we called a little field day, you know, and let the scouts get on the air on different radios and things. And they had to go study, and then they could come play. So they enjoyed it, but it would be a whole lot of fun with that little code tutor that you built.
Few of it. If you go on to ARRL and go into the archives for the magazines, QST Archives, there's a review of it in the May 2020 edition on page 47, and he's got a two-page review of the gear and what it will do and other things about it.
Well, Ed, I've got the I've told ARRL to quit sending me the magazines, and I've just used the online ones, and so I'm able to get those, and so I'll look that up.
Interesting thing, when you go to one of these archives and you go to a page, if you hit print, it will print out that page, and then you have to go to the next page and hit print again. It will not print out the whole article at one time.
I didn't know that.
Second item that has more of a civil aspect to it, from a citizen's aspect to it, with all that's been going on about the Roe case and whether this leaked case does whatever it does, it took me about 3 days to finally find the actual opinion, the text of it, and I think it's worthwhile for everybody to read it, regardless of your position on abortion, but it's good to read about this particular case. And it's called Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. If you go on to https://en.wikisource.org/wiki/Dobbs v/Jackson, and then if it brings up a bunch of comments about it, go to the one that says draft opinion so you can read the whole text.
And I'll take care of that. You said that so quick, I had a hard time writing it all down, but I got it there, Ed.
Again, https://en.wikisource, wikisource.wiki/Dobbs v/Jackson/Women's Health Organization. Make sure you look at the draft opinion. It will reproduce the entire leaked draft.
Got it that time. Got it all. I'll take care of that and sit there and read for a little bit. That ought to be interesting.
Interesting write-up about Roe and Casey, the other two cases that are being talked about, and most of the people who are out arguing from either side probably have not read it and probably really don't know what they're talking about.
Unfortunately, that's true in a whole lot of cases.
Articles that are in National Review and a few others about the whole idea of the protest about it. And I think it's supposed to come out probably within 2 weeks, and it'll be interesting to see what the final opinion looks like.
It is liable to look like. You get all these people with different opinions in there, and everybody thinks theirs is the right one.
And just looking at it from a legal standpoint, without all the philosophy and other stuff in it, it's trying to look at it strictly from a legal standpoint.
Point of legal and somebody else's might be different there, Ed. You know, you get into the lawyer talk, you got to be one to be able to understand what they are trying to get across, and then it's not the way they were. I mean, the way they worded it, it's not the way they meant.
Yeah, that's true with a lot of opinions. You read it and then wonder what it said. This one, I think, is pretty clearly written. It calls a shovel a spade.
Well, what else can you do it?
My garage door openers hadn't been working for a while. I replaced the batteries and finally learned how to calibrate those or pair them up. So I hit learn on the opener and then hit the little remote, and you finally got them working.
Waiting when you got garage doors and they don't work properly.
A lot of stuff to get to the ladder so I could get up to it.
That ladder out there where you can get to it, you might need it for something.
Working on the whole, I call it the barn, on the whole garage, trying to clean out stuff and get rid of stuff. I will have something for the swap net probably next week, but not right now. I have a TV rotator. It's an old Archer, the Radio Shack. Never been used right out of the original box, but I've got to do some research on it first.
Well, when you get ready, we'll put it on the swap net for you. That's no problem.
See, let me get back to some of this stuff. I'm sorting papers again.
You take care. And you might be a little bit like my neighbor. My neighbor has got a garage with a garage door, rolls up and all that, you know, with a remote control. but he can't get his vehicles in the garage. He's got so much other stuff in there. So his vehicles sit out in the weather when he's got a wonderful, beautiful place to park them, but he can't get them in there for all of his stuff. Ed, you take care. Don't work too hard. Get your paperwork done, and be careful when you're climbing up and down that ladder working on the garage doors and that sort of thing. Don't want anything to happen to you. Don't want you to fall and hurt yourself. So you take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.